Well, you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's the war. We just won a big battle. The war is far from over.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Command of my own. I only do it when the angel stands right behind me, tells me to do it to show people. God told me to do it a few times to Tucker Carlson. Somebody calls me the most extraordinary person he's ever met. It's not me. Last night, we were predicting when Trump would give his victory speech long before they said he even won. And I said, 127. And I just saw the number 127 was told, say 127. And I literally sat there and went, supposed to say that? Okay, said it. It's never wrong. And I've told you a lot about that on air. God will say, get up. I'll leave my cell phone in the bathroom. Go turn it on. Don't have a clock in my bedroom. Sometimes I have little travel alarm clocks, but that's in the drawer. Sometimes I turn that on, but and God will say, okay, I don't want you looking at the clock in the drawer. I don't want it to be digital, atomic. Get up and walk in the bathroom. Hurry up. Turn it on. It's going to be 4 a.m. 4 a.m., okay. Now start counting down 14 seconds, and it'll be 4:01. I know, God. I know you're there. Oh, it's exactly on the second. Okay. But this last night, I do this all the time. I mean, you see it on air. I said, you know, what time he would come out and to the second he would speak. And I just saw 127. I wasn't sure if it was Central or Eastern. It was Eastern. Eastern. So my point is that's how powerful God is. So people make fun of Tucker Carlson talking about the demon attacking him. He told me that about that a long time ago. That's when he really got woke up and knew God was real. And I told you my story. It's only happened once. And it happened because the metaphysical is real. It's just stuff we can't see. But, you know, you can't see cell phone radiation. You can't see cyanide gas in the air. But it's there, you know, if somebody puts it out. So they can stick a wire into your optic nerve, into your eyes, a little chip, and then you can see the entire electromagnetic spectrum. It's simple surgery. They were doing it 50 years ago. And people see all of it. They go, whoa, I didn't know you could see this. Well, your brain tunes it out because it's too much. So we have governors. And I just thought I'd start the broadcast with that today. And I'll play the clip. It's not about me. Because I'm just a channel that comes through, like my mother's grandmother, who was not in any books or anything, but was pretty much the most famous with the establishment psychic for quite a while. Presidents came to visit her in Dallas. She's a channeler, and I wasn't even told about that till I think she died when I was about 8 years old. Very nice lady, but a great oil painter too. She liked to drink Jack Daniels. But, you know, that's that. Of course, her ancestors created the first rebellion in Texas and hired Colonel Travis and, of course, didn't raise his son when he got killed. Good people, strong. You go back to her ancestors, they were in the old English house that, you know, fell about 300 years ago, and they were created the stock market and things like that. Very interesting people. God's given us gifts to use them. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got a lot to talk about today. While everybody's celebrating, the enemy's about to strike back. You want to really beat him?
I'm here to tell you, brother, don't
Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it. Well, I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah. How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working
Saturday. Oh, no.
Nick is a big Ozempic fan.
I did it all. From the alexjonesstore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood.
Of the ocean.
The Ozempic of the sea.
Yes. The Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down next
Tuesday. I'm going to get it.
InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court. But we'll continue on the air one way or another, working with great folks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This will be a day long remembered. It is Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Just hours ago, from Mar-a-Lago, Florida, the 47th President of the United States, after braving unprecedented attacks to his name, his family, his wealth, to his very life, backed by an American people that are reawakening, took humbly to the stage. Now, the real work is to begin. My inbox, my phone, everything is full of leftists throwing fits and super entertaining stuff, and I'm sorry. If you tuned in here today to make fun of the mind-controlled victims of the New World Order, you found the wrong show. And believe me, I like doing it just as much as you do, probably more. But I'm going to explain something right now, and I know we have millions and millions and millions of new listeners right now and new viewers who are actually saying, well, we better go actually see what this guy's all about. And I just want you to know what I'm really all about. Civilization, security, freedom, justice, not the things you've heard. And to the great activist listeners, I know most of you don't need to be told this, but for some people, I want to communicate to everybody. And it's just this. When we won the election, despite massive election fraud 8 years ago, today, because the announcement, the victories were on the 6th, not the 5th. When that happened, Roger Stone is very smart and did predict Trump would win last night. He said he'd probably be announced in the early morning hours. He said it Sunday, so Roger nailed it. I mean, I really can't remember when he was wrong. He said to me probably, Trump's going to lose 4 years ago. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, he's going to have a narrow victory. They'll steal it. You got to, you know, but he doesn't really, he tells you the truth on air, but it's for political consumption. So he holds back bad news. But, you know, privately, he's the best there is. That's why they want him in prison. And he told me a month ago on the phone, he said, don't tell anybody this. I'm going to tell you now. He said, no, he's winning by 10, 15 points. And Roger, you know, looks at all the polls, the internal stuff, the big data systems that corporations have that are much more accurate. But we knew we had to have about 10% extra to override their fraud. And we had it. But something else big happened. There were the RNC under Trump's control did a excellent job compared to the 0% job that got done 4 years ago when they stole it. And so all over the country, in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, the trucks arrived at 1 in the morning, all places on TV, but the news was all waiting. The independent media was there, the different projects like O'Keefe Media Group were all there. Crowder's people were there, those key states. And when the big trucks pulled in with the ballots, and the police and everybody are staring at him, they couldn't do the steal. That's kind of like if you have a canary and you know, you got a cat and it's up, then the canary's in a high cage and the cat doesn't try to get to the canary when you're home, but you know, you go to church or whatever and come back and then somehow the cat has climbed all the way up on top of the drapes and then jumped 15 feet out in the middle of the room and knocked the bird cage down and the canary didn't get eaten, but it's up in the rafters. That actually happened about 5 years ago. My daughters convinced me to get two canaries. And I said, we've got two cats. And I said, they'll go after them. And because I knew that, because I wanted a canary when I was a kid. My mom had a cat. And my dad had put out a big cage about, you know, 6 feet up in the middle. And the cat still found a way in a big room to get somewhere and get on top of it. Sure enough, you know, the canaries were there. We actually went two for about a week. And then one of the cats, I'm not sure which one, got up on the 20-foot-tall ceiling in my living room and got up the huge drapes, obviously climbed them, and then jumped at least 20 feet out in the middle of the room and knocked it off its stand. And then the birds got out and you know, were up there, and that was a fiasco getting them back down. And then they both died of stress. But that, I don't mean to go off on a side story. You're not tuned in for that. The point is, it's the same thing. The cat couldn't get the canaries last night because everybody was watching. So that's what happened. And it shows when we're motivated, when people take action, and people aren't naive and admit there's fraud and don't let them gaslight you, then evil's done. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why does evil seem to take over most countries over and over again in history? And he said, because good men and women do nothing. All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is good men do nothing. And that's really the moral of this whole broadcast. We've been brought up to be spectators. We're set in front of a TV in our diapers. And your brain gets trained to think everything's just entertainment. I mean, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, there was a car wreck or something, everybody pulled over to help. Now, most of the cars just drive on by. You see China, it's even worse. Somebody will be dying in the street for days. No one helps them. And the more totalitarian a country is, the less people help you. And what kind of world is that where nobody renders aid? Because then nobody's going to care about you when you're being screwed over or you're hurt. And that's our big problem. And I go back to this a lot before I lay out the big news here. Is that as populists, as people that just don't want World War III, Christians, capitalists, common sense people, folks that aren't suicidal, I mean, that's basically who we are. Just we'd like to not blow the planet up and, you know, eat bugs and be giving poison shots, self-replicating nanotech, and then we're the bad guys. We don't want some fat pedophile to teach our five-year-old that they're really another sex. I mean, we just don't want fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of people a day and giant human kidnapping of children and, I mean, and weird, crazy creepazoid leaders. I mean, just please. Who have an appetite to do horrible things because it's evil. And I've been around some evil people before when they finally uncloak and they go, I just like to do bad things. Well, I just want to get away from you. And if you won't get away from me and you try to hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. And I'll do it with, you know, information and with legal issues. And then if it gets physical, I mean, I'll kill you. I will kill you. Just like that. I'll break your neck so fast. I'll bash your brains out so quick. I'll gouge your eyeballs out. And it's not because I'm a mean person. It's my head screwed on straight. See, I haven't had my human instincts God gave me bred out of me yet. I'm like my ancestors, and so are you. But you really need to reawaken who you are and stop letting people push you around, because it's not work to fight tyranny. It's what you're designed to do. Just like getting on a Stairmaster or lifting some weights or stretching or, you know, Pilates or yoga. You know, at first you're not doing it a lot. It feels terrible, but later you get addicted because it's good. It's like saying, I don't want to breathe. I want to be on a respirator. It's so hard to breathe. It's a luxury to be paralyzed. Well, no, it's not. But that's an extreme example of what we're becoming on one end. So the moral is, the existential danger, the red flashing lights, the just out of control megalomania of the establishment finally got a majority of people through self-preservation itself to say, whoa, and break with the trance. Because they were always making the propaganda more ridiculous, more insane. There are no XY chromosomes. Two men can have a baby. They know that's ridiculous. They're not crazy. They're trying to break your will in a cult to tell you not to ask questions and to believe whatever they say, which the New York Times says, don't ask questions. Kids' school books say, don't ask questions. Believe what you're told. That's the opposite of science. They say science is not asking questions. Science is asking questions. It's literally the definition of it. So it has to be this incredible wall of lies, because what they're going to do goes against logic, common sense, and self-preservation. So they need to make it bizarro world and have a bunch of weak people that are domesticated who'll go along with it, who'll then try to bully you to go along with it. And they tell the slaves, oh, things will get better for you when you make those other people comply. That's when we get to the promised land. No, you don't get to the promised land by complying with King Charles and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. You get to hell. And when you're for Kamala Harris and when you're for Tim Walz, you are literally for the global New World Order that on record says, quote, the future isn't human. And Elon Musk hangs out with the heads of Google and they tell him, we're sick of you defending humanity. Humans are bad. Why should we even have humans? The future isn't human. And he names names. Sergey Brin, Larry Page. And I've been around those type of people. I mean, right up at their level, at the top. I haven't met them, but I've met the other big names. Been invited to big meetings, I'll leave it at that, in places with 100-foot ceilings, marble ceilings, black marble ceilings. And they just look at you like a damn bug. And when you act like a bug, you are a bug. Well, I'm here to tell you, I didn't come from bugs. I don't want to be treated like a bug. And to get out of this, I got to get you to wake up. So when I'm trying to get you to wake up and be free, that's because that makes me free. Comprende? So the big takeaway is people started to get up off their ass some, and you see instant victory. Now, obviously, the real work is now beginning. Going back to Roger Stone, I got digressed talking about him calling the election, started thinking about him and thinking about his prediction came true last Sunday. But finishing up, Roger was just euphoric. At, you know, 3 a.m. when we got off the air, he took an Uber at like 7 and went to the airport. We didn't sleep. We were sitting around having a drink in the conference room at about 6:30, and his Uber was coming. And he was smoking a cigar. I was smoking a cigar. We were having martinis. And we both like martinis. Dirty martinis. And he said, man, you're really down. Are you, I know you're tired. And I said, no, Roger. I said, they're coming after all of us now. We've just gotten a beachhead. And if Trump doesn't understand that the people around him are going to lie to him, and if he gets any globalist in there, they're going to accelerate their plan and they're going to put us in prison or kill us. He said, no, Trump will, he'll clear that out. This is going to be great. I've been in other transitions, Reagan and others. We're going to do it. And I said, I don't think so. So Trump calls me the next day and I said, sir, you better have people vetting who's around you, because they'll lie to you and they're going to sabotage you. They're going to come after you. And you're being spied on. And I said, already I see these people being listed. And then other stuff started happening. So Trump would call me or have his people call me and say, who's this person? Who's that person? And I started telling him, well, this person's bad. This person, I don't know. This person's good. And it wasn't that I was so smart. No one else that was good wanted to tell Trump, because there were more bad people. And they would gang up on the good people and kick them out. So the good guys would hide in their offices. And they still got kicked out. Flynn didn't hide in his office. Bannon didn't hide in his office. So you saw what happened to them. That was it. Bannon and Flynn. So now everything is who Trump gets in. But that's still the next step in 76 days. or you'd say 75, 74, until January 20th, 21st. So that's the next step. The current one, after securing the victory as president-elect, is they will, capital W, I-L-L, try to kill Trump again. And again, this is not some movie or entertainment show or John Wick and, you know, all that stuff. This is not fantasy land. This is the real world. So I told you the week before they tried to kill Trump in Butler, I said it's imminent because they were apoplectic. Nothing was working. Everything was backfiring. The convictions were backfiring. They had the internal polls. They knew a landslide was coming. They knew that Trump had the poll watchers and the lawyers everywhere and that they weren't going to be able to get away with massive steal on the day. So they pre-baked it in, but the landslide was so big that it overrode it, like I told you. So we could change the future right now. Trump needs to rest. He needs to take a breath. He needs to then get the right people in. And he needs the aircraft with the anti-missile flares. And he needs to now limit the speeches. Damn it. Because he could have done just as good with doing more podcasts than the rallies and sticking his neck out there. But whatever, he did it. And we need to pray for Trump because this is the real deal. Now, they're going to attack from all sides. And I want to walk through some of the different things that are going to happen. But I think you figured out that I know what I'm talking about, but I've had open the calls up. The listeners all bring up even better points than I do. We all get it, this audience of activists. The question is, how are we with this giant audience we have right now going to properly make sure that this information gets out to the public? And I'm talking about the majority of America that supports Trump and supports common sense and supports not being suicidal as a civilization. So I'm going to go through incredible clips, analysis, all of it. Owen Schroyer's coming in to go over the latest numbers in the House and Senate. It's still ongoing. But Trump, right now, it looks like it's going to have the trifecta, but I've seen past elections where Republicans are ahead in the House and then we're not watching and they steal the last few. And then the FBI indicts some more of the Republicans in the House, so they go to jail. I mean, it's important and that we watch all that. And then there's another big facet. And I really ought to create a list, a bullet point for everybody, because I know you all get this, but we kind of need a thing to hang on the refrigerator door. So when you call and talk radio or call Congress or talk to your friends or put something on X or wherever, and we really get this out there in the information war, and that's how we affect the future. We have the power. We use it. We're taking our country back. But we have to keep him alive. He's got to get the right people in the government. And then all at the same time, we need to be unifying and magnanimous to the victims, the brainwashed zombies of the MSM cult. Some of them are pure evil, but most of them are just delusional, think they're the good guys, think they're on the winning team, think they're intellectual, think they're smart. They're not street smart for sure. We've got to be nice to them and let them know that they've been in a cult. They've been brainwashed. And everything's a cult. Everything's a tribe. They can join, the classic Americana. Everybody around the world saw it and wasn't perfect. Boy, it was the best house in a bad neighborhood. Come on back to America. Come on. Now, that said, we have to, because justice demands it, not out of vengeance, and because the globals continue to hurt innocent people, if we don't, it's like having cancer and only cutting part of it out. The globalist leadership and the people that executed the operations, like Brennan and Clapper and Comey, need to be given a fair trial and put in prison. And that corrupt, arrogant political class that's done so much against us needs to be taught a lesson that you can't act like this, and you can't terrorize people, and you can't stage terror attacks, and you can't spy on presidents, and you can't leak lies, and you can't start World War III, and you can't smuggle, kidnap. Oh, I mean, I want Mayorkas under the prison. I mean, that's Lex Luthor for real. I mean, his actions are evil, but you just look at him. I mean, my skin crawls. That is a bad man. I mean, woo. That is evil. That man shines. Yeah. That's an entity right there. That's a walking demon. And so's Hillary. So's Alexander Soros. The father is a reanimated corpse. So they have to be dealt with. I mean, we just can't let them assault us. And yeah, I'm the one that say it. Other people aren't, so they'll come after me more. That's fine. That's why I'm here. I'm just an instrument that God's using, a vessel, an impure vessel, imperfect. But I'm not a coward. And I will execute my mission to the best of my ability, faithfully, until the end. So, that's what we have to do. And we have won the greatest battle in the history of the globalists, the last, really, 100 years, this current configuration of corruption. The corporatized British empire merged with America empire, that's what the globalists are. And they hate us. This is the greatest defeat by 50 times. I mean, early on, Trump just had the idea of taking on the New World Order, and that was some people in his camp. But that was kind of like the flavor. There was some of that. Now it's 100%. And just the fight to get him in has been a death blow to their system. Not even Grievous. They're bleeding out. Yeah. They'll never come back. I mean, they might crawl around for a while, but it'll never, they'll never come back. I mean, we basically slit their throat. And it's the political time it'll take for the carotids to spray out the blood. I mean, they'll be dead in 30 seconds. And in political time, a couple of years maximum, unless they blow us all up and overturn the chessboard. So they're on the ground bleeding out. And I would just advise everybody that's still on their back, you know, it's your little satanic mommy, you ride around on the back of it, I'd get off. Because the maggots are going to consume that really quick. And if you're down there on the corpse, you're going to get eaten. I'm telling the New World Order right now, you need to surrender. We know what's best for you. We'll be right back.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves.
because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our best sellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why, then, are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
No, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I am perpetual. All right, 74 days become Inauguration Day, 75 to target. Get Trump in. Major battle won. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest battle in the history of the fight against the globalist by light years. We've now got to protect Trump, make sure the right people get in there, and we have to go on the offense legally and lawfully and in the information war to keep the globalist on the defense. We have to put their leadership in prison, not out of vengeance, but so it can't reconstitute and attack. I mean, you know, if you catch a king cobra in your house, you don't, you know, put it in your neighbor's yard. So that's what has to be done. And we got a lot of issues to deal with and a lot of things to stabilize. And Trump's being handed a complete disaster zone, as you know. We got to let the globalists know if you release another virus, we know you did it. We've got to just absolutely fight for our very existence. And yeah, we made it past this level. But I saw a lot of people in 2016 when I told you the war had just begun saying, oh, no, we've won. And you saw where that got you. Now, the war has not just begun now. In the last 9 years, the globalists have been drawn out. The whole world's turning against them. Populists are being elected everywhere. The war is about 80% won right now. That doesn't mean there's some bed of roses and cupcakes on the other side and there's some utopia. We just won't have a global strategic power elite array. There's always going to be power elites that is literally anti-human, anti-prosperity, eugenics death cult. But hey, I'll take it. So you saw people get up off their derrieres and go out and be watching. And as Owen said, and it's now completely clear and it's proven, they pre-packed the election fraud early instead of having early in the middle and after last time. Everybody was watching when the trucks arrived in the battleground states at 1 a.m. And all the media was there and all the independent media was there. And they just said, it's over. And that's why they kept holding off. So when the cavalry came, well, sorry, everybody's watching this time. So this is a great exercise in victory. It is a blueprint for the future. And I will just say this right now. On the scale of effectiveness of this broadcast and the listeners spreading the word and the amount of listeners we had, no exaggeration. I can't even count it all up on X alone, but on the radio stations here, everywhere. Just the clips we put out yesterday had, on our channel alone, over 60 million. Then I saw a bunch of other copies of it everywhere without looking for it. I saw another 200 million this morning on other people's channels. I mean, 20 million, 12 million, 18 million, 16 million, 22 million, 21 million. I mean, it's just, I can't even keep up with it. That is a hole-in-one, grand slam, royal flush victory for the listeners and what you did. We've all been instrumental in this victory. Okay. On the scale of funding, we did a F- yesterday, and I know what's going to happen if InfoWars gets shut down next week, and it's up for sale, and good chance it will be shut down by the 14th. The sale's the 13th, and the bad guys get it. They say they're shutting it down when the wire clears. And they're saying they've already pre-done it where it's ready and approved. So they want us instantly off. Everybody's going to go crazy when we get shut down. Oh, my God, we didn't know it was real because we've survived so much. It creates a cry wolf thing. But we're not crying wolf. All the shutdowns, the attempts were in the news. They admitted we just survived it by the grace of God and your support. So it's like Muhammad Ali's now in the 12th round, and he's been knocked down, and he's knocked down the other guy a few times, and we're exhausted and bleeding. And you're like, well, he'll be fine. No, we hadn't won the fight yet. So, and there's nothing more frustrating. And I'm not complaining. I just, if this is what God's plan is, fine. If I don't get a bunch of money, and it's not even that much in the fight, if I don't get a ton of money, I mean, to me individually, it would be a ton of money. In the middle of this transition, in the middle of them trying to kill Trump, in the middle of us trying to identify bad guys if they slip in, which is our real work, not just on air but off, I will be handicapped and will not be as effective. All right? So, and regardless, any extra support comes in, will just be rolled into the info war if we do continue on. So I'm going to be very clear right now, and I want to thank those that do support, and I get the economy is in the crapper, but you've got to decide, hey, this is a pretty important outlet. I'm still going to apportion your political defense fund for yourself and your family. You're giving to some church that does absolutely nothing. We do more to expose the devil and abortion here than, you know, those fake Christian churches. I would like folks to tithe to freedom and to this operation. And I will say, I think we're doing a lot better than 99% of the churches. So I think you consider that a tithe to this operation. It's not tax exempt and all that because we're not under the government's control. So we try to make it easy with incredible game-changing supplements, great Patriot apparel to meet people, spread the word, exercise your First Amendment that's critical, let the bullies know they don't control you. We got a bunch of Trump One stuff at the Alex Jones store, a lot of great Trump hats, Alex Jones, InfoWars stuff. It's a fundraiser. And I got to tell you, I need funds for the legal ongoing fight. And I can stay on the air perpetually unless they just pull the internet kill switch or start World War III, which is, might happen. It's not a probability now. It's a possibility. It was a probability just 24 hours ago. So there's nowhere you can spend money better. Nobody's got better pro-human patriot apparel. Nobody's got better supplements than the AlexJonesStore.com. So it's a win-win. And quite frankly, you're not defending yourself and your family and common sense and just your very life. If you're not supporting InfoWars, you're crazy. I mean, we reached... I mean, let's not exaggerate. I saw on X, without even trying, I started counting it up this morning. I said, well, that's a lot. That's a lot. So I sat there. I probably spent 30 minutes I shouldn't have, not researching news, but just wanting to give you this number. Let's be conservative. I saw like 260, 270 million views on the deals. That's pretty good. You think we're doing a little, that's kind of not, you know, nice fight the enemy. That's no one's doing that but Elon Musk and Trump and Carlson and Rogan. So that's it. And Rogan's got plenty of money. That's great. And Musk has got it and Trump's got it. So we need support. We're just as effective. In fact, more hardcore. We create the talking points and the deep analysis that everybody else adopts. And I need folks to go to alexjones.live. That's the subpage at alexjones.network. You can see where the shopping carts are, where the sponsors are, where the Vimeo is, or you can subscribe to Twitter. If you want to support us, you know, it's free, but you can be a subscriber and backer. There's a Bitcoin there. And if you're not donating to your own defense, that's what this broadcast is, I don't know what you're doing. So it's really simple. Another great sponsor. It's drjonesnaturals.com, really high quality, low cost, 40% off quercetin and CoQ10 that everybody should be taking during the winter, but year round, cleans out your cells, makes you feel great, super antiviral, does so much for your brain, your heart. Those are there at drjonesnaturals.com, finally came into stock. We've got the ultimate sea moss. People go, oh, sea moss, it's at the bottom of your boat. No, it's Irish sea moss that is the superfood. Per milligram, it is well known to have the most organic, high-quality iodine and other key minerals and cofactors. It's the way the vitamins and minerals are together. And it just does insane things for your body. And all the globalists and, you know, the Hollywood folks are all been gobbling it for years. And it's really high quality from a top manufacturer that lets our folks private label it. We've got capsules and gummies. The capsules are twice as strong as the gummies. It's there. Just go check out the supplements. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I mean, it's like, wow, we need to get poll watchers and get Republican lawyers to stop the fraud. We did it. We won. Hey, you better support him. I mean, InfoWars is going to shut down. He's got products. He needs help. Eh, well, that guy, you know, we wouldn't be here without InfoWars. We're just not going to support it. Okay, I understand. And I guess you're going to let your three-year-old play in the expressway traffic, too. I mean, it's to me, it is an absolute no-brainer. And we have our most important work coming up. And just quite frankly, I have to sit here 5-10 minutes, an hour, just to be able to operate at a third of capacity. I mean, we could be destroying the globalist if we just had more support, because I wouldn't be on air talking about this so much, and I'd have more reporters, people on the ground, and doing a lot more. So if you want me to fight for you, and I mean, we've proven we're the best there is, because your support, we're hands down recognized by the bad guys and the good guys, the best there is. That makes us a big target. All I'm asking is for your aid and comfort in this war, that we're winning. So now is the time to fight through, to press the attack, to fight through the objective, as General Flynn said, and to support the broadcast now. You went out and you voted. You went out and exposed the fraud. You supported Trump. That is good. That is great. Now, apply it to the original system that, through our listeners, launched the current global awakening we are in. And I always talked about this. God told me this. I saw the paradox. Okay, well, you're going to help launch the whole thing. It's going to trigger. It's going to get really bad, then it's going to get a lot better. But then evil's going to strike back down the road, but that's all part of God's plan. That's down the road. But this is all part of God's plan. But then you're, at some point, will become obsolete because there'll be so many people that understand it. It just won't be, you know, you at a prominent level doing it. And a lot of other great people were doing it before me, but they weren't very prominent. We popularize reality. And, you know, then your job will be done. But I know my job's not done. God's telling me my job's not done. Not yet. So if you want to keep me in my mission, the crew in our mission, make the decision now. Go to thealexshowstore.com. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. And it's so easy. It's just an action and you get great products. But I understand in this world of fantasy and world of watching things, people are just so paralyzed that even if they like something, it's to get out and do it just seems like it's impossible when it's so easy. And I want to thank those that have been supporting. Maybe I shouldn't harp on those that are on the fence and whatever, and just thank those that have been supporting. You're the reason we're still here. So you know they're great products. So thank you. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm done. I'm not going to even plug next hour. Martin Armstrong's coming on, The Great Economist, and more. I made a lot of accurate predictions. I wanted to bring Owen Schroyer in here, and he'll be popping in throughout the broadcast, staying on his own show, 3 p.m. He was up here until 2 in the morning with me or whatever. It was 2:30 last night. But, Owen, you did a great job last night. Everybody really was impressed, not just our listeners, but millions of others. Like, wow, this is better than the other analysis on the channels, getting up there, going through the numbers. We called it before everybody accurately, but we've still got serious situations in the House and Senate. There have been 3 gain in the Senate, 3 gain in the House, but that could move back and forth. A lot of races are still open. And if you look at the past, when everybody starts not watching those days and weeks later, that's when we almost lost the House last time and they took a bunch of seats. So again, we've won this big battle, but there's still skirmishes going on in the last battle that secures the future battles for winning the war. Owen, give me your reflections on last night and then let's get to the latest numbers.
Well, we got the trifecta. That's pretty much a done deal. It looks like the House is going to be a slim majority. I mean, when you're talking, let's say 4, maybe 8 max seats, it could be that's a slim majority. Senate, you're going to have 3-seat majority, maybe more. So that's a strong majority in the Senate. But yeah, I hope that these candidates, these campaigns are monitoring closely because we have seen that before in the past, where you'll be winning all night long. We quit paying attention to these down ballot races. And the next thing you know, the Democrat somehow pulls it off in the twilight hour. You know, here's the elephant in the room from last night's election that we're still going to wait and see what the final numbers are. But the elephant in the room is that the fraud of 2020 is now clear and present. When Joe Biden gets 81 million votes and Kamala Harris is going to get at least 10 million less, maybe even 15 million less. We'll see when the final numbers come in. So these are impossible numbers. And when you go and you look, well, where was the fraud coming in? Well, Harris did not perform well in the rural areas. She did not perform well in the major cities. She was not getting nearly the same numbers as Joe Biden in the major cities. So I think what we're going to see is there was a very small there was a big enthusiasm problem. There was small enthusiasm for Harris, specifically in the rural areas and in the downtown areas. But I also think when we get the final numbers, we're going to really hone in on, as if we didn't already know, how they rigged the 2020 election. And it's going to be the exact cities we expected: Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, because the numbers there are where Harris sees the drop-off. That in a close election, like we saw in 2020, you only needed 10,000, 20,000, whatever the final number ended up being, to put Biden over the top in those cities. So Harris really had a disastrous performance, though. And I think when you look at Trump's numbers, they're really close to what he did in 2024. He actually might get less votes. Again, just showing what an absolute fraud the 2020 election was. I do think Trump did have a little bit more enthusiasm in 2020. That might just be because of COVID and people were just itching to do anything and go out and do a boat parade, a truck parade, a flag wave, a rally. I think it also could be Trump maybe softening his stance on abortion and some other issues. But Trump's numbers are going to be pretty consistent with what we saw in 2020. So Trump remained where he was, I think, overall, when you look at it, consistent. Probably going to come in right around 75 million, maybe even a little less, actually. But the drop-off from Biden to Harris really shows that there was a lot of voter fraud issues in 2020. It shows that it was a stolen election. And the funny thing is, it's the Democrats and some of their big voices today that are the ones crying foul. And they're saying, how did Biden get 81 million votes, but Harris is struggling to get 70? So, well, the answer is already there. We've been telling you the answer to that question for 4 years. You've been denying it. So it's interesting to be watching them do that. But if you zoom in on the areas, you'll see that Harris just did not get the votes. She did not get the votes in Phoenix to win Arizona. She did not get the votes in Philadelphia to win Pennsylvania. She did not get the votes in Atlanta to win Georgia. She did not get the votes in Milwaukee, in Detroit, where
Biden
had
the vote. Now, let's do this. The crew's in there. The crew did a great job last night. Can we do what we did yesterday? Can people pull up the – maybe we need to go stick in the other studio so we can show people or put whoever was in there running that yesterday. Did a great job.
You won't be able to go into the county level on these Google maps. You'll have to go either to CNN or the New York Times, whichever one. But we're talking –
let's do this then. I guess I lost in translation. I said I wanted you to do today what you did yesterday. And I guess we're not going to be able to do it in the studio. That's just how the studio is. I got Martin Armstrong coming on. Do you want to come on at 12:30? And so, because, I mean, you did a great job. I'd like to repeat that.
You want us to go over there?
I don't think they'll be able to pull anything up in there, no. That's just how it works in there. I mean, you can go show them what you want. It's just not going to happen. I mean, whatever, it was great what you know. There we go. Go ahead.
So if you go into Philadelphia County and the greater Philadelphia area, you're just going to see that compared to 2020, Harris's numbers are nowhere near where Biden got. In fact, guys, let me actually, if you can, the logo's in the way for me there. Yeah, I can't. There you go. Yeah, so that's 70,000 votes down from what Biden got in 2020. 70,000. And when you consider how tight the 2020 race is, that would be a difference maker right there. Now, Trump's big boost was in the rural areas, specifically in Pennsylvania, specifically in Georgia. He had a big boost in the rural areas. Overall, blue states were really down. Blue state voter turnout was down this year compared to 2020.
Yeah, people weren't excited about being in World War III and eating bugs. So that's all critical. How are they going to strike back? I've got how they are. They're openly saying the deep state's going to go completely ape. Critical clips coming up next hour. But we need to get them on the defense. We need to make sure they don't kill Trump. But also, you're really good to look at the numbers. I've got them here, too. When are we going to find out what's happening finally in the Senate and the House, particularly the House?
Well, that's kind of an interesting bag because those are all local elections. And so all you can do is just monitor those counties as they're coming in. I mean, right now, I think it's pretty settled. I mean, I would say it's safe to say Republicans are going to maintain the House. It's just going to be a slim majority. I'm thinking maybe four. So just, you know, if any of those seats flip in the next 24, 48 hours, then those campaigns will have to be monitoring that and find out what happens. But yeah, those are all smaller races, and they are in these smaller districts. So we just got to monitor that. But I think, again, though, it's safe to say at this point the Republicans are going to complete the trifecta and get the Senate and the House. So I don't think they got it, Alex. I don't think they got it. I think that the Republicans are watching. I hope that they're continuing to watch with the RNC, these smaller elections, because yes, we have seen that before, but I think it's I just think they don't have it. I think that they've run out of gas. I think that they've run out of momentum. I think they're deflated today, quite frankly. And so you know, this election is a done deal. And
yeah, I want to make a point on that. And we had the clips of them saying it, but even the New Yorker magazine last week said if they don't win this, the entire power structure is done forever. Globalism's dead. The New World Order's dead. Yuval Harari, all these big globalist executives in Hollywood and corporate media. And they said if we can't control the public and pull this off, it's over for us. We're dead. They said mainstream media is dead. No, it's been dead a long time. It's been zombied. It's been reanimated. It's been propped up. And so then you've got all these weak-minded people that did follow it, but those are only the very, you know, most mind-controlled, stupid people. And then I've got all these clips. Let me just read the headlines from the clips, and we have the video that's coming up next hour. Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper, this is the greatest comeback in history. It is. The entire most powerful evil empire in the world, the globalists that run our country, threw everything at the American people and Trump, and it backfired. And all the fraud and all of it, it is. And this is the biggest political victory ever without violence against the most evil force in history, the globalist. I mean, you cannot historically find anything else like this except the colonies beating the British Empire that nobody had ever beaten. Okay, so this, and the world was a lot less populated, didn't have nuclear weapons then. So that was historically important for us now. It's all one continuum. But on that timeline, this is like the, you know, if points of liberty and events against tyranny are mountains, this is the highest peak in the world right now we're on, in the, other than, you know, Jesus Christ is way above that, but from an American history and modern history, and since the Renaissance, this is Mount Everest. I mean, this is the top. This is, and we've got to look from here now how they're going to strike back, and we need to basically use this energy to jump and to launch even further and not sit here and think we've won, because we just handed the baton in the relay to the last runner. We've not finished the race yet. Look at some of these headlines. This election is something of an indictment of the political information complex. The story that was portrayed was not true. We just ignored the fundamentals. That's on CNN. Of course, the little globalist here. Trump-hating pundit Chris Wallace. This is not just his party. This is his country. You mean it's our country taking it back from you, you little scumbag? You bet on the wrong team. And it just goes on and on. We've got the deep state pledging. And I've got those clips here where they are pledging that they are going to get Trump and that the deep state, here it is, we got the clip coming up as well. NBC questions whether Democrat coup against Biden was right move as Harris election odds went down the toilet. And then we've got other reports where they promise that the deep state is still going to get Trump. Rachel Maddow, I mean, oh, and this is wild.
Yeah, I think they don't have the strength. I got to be honest. I think they may try to make it. They may try to make that lift. They may try to make that push. I think they're going to fail. I think this was a deflation last night. They don't have the public support. We have the mandate. We have the country. We have the populist movement. Any move they make, I think they fail. I think the weight falls on their head.
If we execute and exercise the power, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. In fact, we may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro-Prostate. Because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but You can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.